two bedrooms, a living room, and a kitchen that had washer and dryer in the kitchen. And
can you take us through it? I mean, give us a tour in words, you know, if you can picture it in your mind.
All right, well.
What stuff was in the rooms, and, you know, what did it look like?
It has a gravel driveway, and a big oak tree in the front yard, and wooden steps leading up. They were only like 7 or 8 steps. It wasn't very high. Turn around, glass door, wooden door, had like a screen door on it, and go in, and there's the living room. Had a yellow chair, like my dad's yellow chair, that, I mean, this chair, if you touched it, like, it was so coarse. I mean, it's not a chair that you would buy today. It's very indicative of, you know, when he bought it in 67 or whatever, you know. Yellow with black intermixed, very beautiful. Went with the shag carpeting that he had at work. Couch in there, TV. We had HBO when I was growing up. We never had HBO after I was like 3 or 4. But before that, evidently it was like for them. And then like once I got to where I could like enjoy HBO, that was it. And my mom said she used to, well, she would be, which the living room's here. And then if you went forward, you'd go into the kitchen. So she would sit me in my baby thing in front of the TV to where she could see me while she was doing dishes and stuff in the kitchen. And I would sit there. And at that time was when Star Wars came out on HBO. So evidently, I have seen Star Wars a million times. And because I remember when it was being re-released, I was like, yeah, I've never seen this movie. You know, and my mom was like, we sat you in front of that TV and you watched the Star Wars movies a million times, and you loved them, and I like them today. I think I like them now because I sat and watched them so many times. But so to the left of the living room is my parents' bedroom. It had a big bed, and before the bed, if you make a left in the room, oh, all wood floors, very cold. I liked it. You would, before you got to the bed, which is kind of in the middle of the room, with the headboard against the right wall, there was a door there on the right, and you'd go into mine and my sister's bedroom. And I think there was carpet in that room. And I had this thing that I used to do when I was little, is I would, I'd get out of bed and, like, lay against the door. Like I would go to sleep like against the door all of my own. For some weird reason, I would lay against the door and fall asleep, and they would come in to get me in the morning, and it would be like boom, you know, because it was hard for them to get in the door because I've pretty much always been this size. I've always been large. I wore a size 10 shoe when I was 10 years old, and that's just been my lot in life. And I used to come and want to get into bed with them, I think. And then, like, if they wouldn't let me go into bed, I would, like, sneak in there and sleep on the floor by the bed, like, unbeknownst to them. And they'd get up in the morning. On the other side of their bed was a bathroom. And in that bathroom, This is the closest thing we've ever had to an actual piece of artwork in our house, you know, a piece of art. It was like a kind of crocheted, it was made out of like material. It was a frog with a bar of soap in its mouth. And it was really big, and I'll never forget that frog. That was the kind of